Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. So I'm a little bit in a better mood this week. We'll see how far that goes. I'm still in a job that I don't love, but that's okay. The project is really interesting, and I guess you have to find the beauty in the small things, right? So the beauty is this week I can speak to you and share some music that I think is highly underrated in the Alberta context. So we've had Punch Drunk Cabaret at the studio before. Randy Bailey is the lead singer, and he was gracious enough to spend 2 hours with me talking about his music and his creative drive and all of that stuff. And that was a couple of years ago. And he is just phenomenal. I connect with him on a lot of levels. I think if I was living in Edmonton, I would see every single one of his concert, and I'd be one of those groupies, a really bad, like, gushing groupie. I just love everything that they do. I think he's super, super creative. He does all the musical. He does all of the idea boards and storyboards for his videos, to the point, and they are renowned for their videos. They've won a couple of awards for them. In fact, so I think that that's just, I don't know, just fantastic. You know, when you can be a jack of all trades, when you're an artist, that is the cherry on the top of the sundae for me. It embodies everything that I think is artistic talent. And that's just because artists and creativity just doesn't lie in one specific specificity. It is an all-encompassing kind of idea and the way you communicate with the world. So on that first note, we're going to do Bad Crush on Goth Girls. Now, this particular song comes from their 2020 album, Vampire Anthems. This is Punch Drunk Cabaret and their song Bad Crush on Goth Girls. This is a rockabilly song. If you're interested what our theme is today, that's rockabilly. And here we go.
Roll on animation.
Performing Bad Crush on Goth Girls. It's Punch Drunk Cabaret.
Shock, white glance, and I am necromanced. Spells abound that taste so bittersweet. I wish I could forget black kisses on my neck, lost hopelessly on Fascination Street.
Black cosmo blue blood.
Have you ever had a crush on a specific type of human being? I make fun of one of my friends. He's very tall. I shouldn't make fun of him. It's not very nice to make fun of people. But he has a type. He has a very distinct type. He loves dark, long hair and almond eyes and, you know, olive-colored skin. So that generally doesn't come in the form of a European descendant. It's more indigenous. It's more ethnic. It's more Asian. It's more even South American. So that he has a type. He really likes the olive skin, and he really loves long hair. He just loves it, and that's his thing. And he likes them to be very short, like my dad. My dad loved short women. I, on the other hand, don't have that affection, apparently. I just like short men. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like short... Whatever. I like anybody who makes me laugh, to be honest. And that can probably... And can bench press my body weight. I like that, too. So, that said, back to Punch Drunk Cabaret. Like I said, I don't think that they get enough airtime in the Canadian context. They're just... there was a podcast that was done just recently that I watched of them. And I thought it was interesting, but not that great. They, you know, this podcast, this situation was two gentlemen on sitting in their own little, you know, reclining chairs, talking to them without shoes on. And it was very, I don't know, bluegrassy at the same time. It was really informal, and the questions were kind of all over the place. I thought they could have, you know, ils auront pu mettre en valeur plus cette musique, and it wasn't as done the way that I would have liked him, Randy Baylor, and his band to be presented to the world like that. So one of the other things that I like about Randy is that he's from Alberta, and he's from a small town of 12,600 people in Wetaskiwin, Alberta. He still lives there, and he is a teacher there. So he's not just a musician. He is an inspirer of young minds. This next song is called Kitten. It's also by Punch Drunk Cabaret, and it's their most recent release from their album Kitten 2024.
When she danced like a kitten from France, a la chateau and the sound of strange advance. When she danced like a kitten from France, she set fire to my red leather pants.
When she danced like a kitten from France, she blew my mind back in 1985. When she danced like a kitten from France, my two left feet left me mortified. The delirium of the gymnasium, what I had become, outclassed and outdone.
That was Kitten by Punch Drunk Cabaret. Now, another thing I like about Punch Drunk Cabaret is that they're fantastic live. So apparently, if you take a look at on them online, and you will see these phenomenally visually appealing videos that are just fantastic. Where he's really true to his mastery of this particular genre of music. He's bringing the old with the new. What's great with in older music, and he's bringing it into the new. And it's the same with his fashion style as well. It's just fantastic, and it's really eclectic, I guess you could say. They're also known for, like I said before, their international awards, and they did a full-length remake of Boneyard Racers, a short horror film, for which they received an award. Another particular tidbit of information about this band is that although Randy Bailey has been in the music industry, or he's been dabbling a little bit since probably after high school, this band itself, in the way it is today, started in 2012, 2013, which brings me to this next song. It's called Shot Out of a Cannon. Excuse me. Yes. Is it Shot Out of a Cannon? Boop, 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 boop. Shot Out of a Cannon from the 2012 album Punch Drunk Cabaret. Excuse me, I got a little tongue-tied there.
Ladies, the band will be on set in 10 minutes, at which time I need you broom jockeys the hell out of here. Comprendo, muchachos.
So Randy Bailey was recently asked, why this title? Why did you pick this name for this band? And he said that It came from a lot of sources. So first of all, he wanted it to be an event. He wanted his concerts to be an event, and they indeed are. It is something you want to see if you ever are in Edmonton or in Alberta or in the North America at any point in time, unless, of course, you want to invite him. I think that he would be very receptive if you email him, because he does respond, by the way. That's Punch Drunk Cabaret, and he does respond if you want him to invite him. So I'm going to encourage you all of the listeners in Compiègne to invite him to Compiègne, because I would be the first in the front line then, and just loving all of his music. I'm ridiculous. It would be horrible. Please don't invite me if you do invite him. If he does come, please don't invite me. I'll just completely make a fool out of myself, even though I've talked to this individual in person. That's it. So he said that his the reason came from a lot of sources. So the first part of it was one of the words of Punch Drunk Cabaret comes from a lyric from one of his songs in his first album. Second, the cabaret is the sense of event, and he wanted to make it like an experience, as they used to when you go to the movies or the theater. It's a true event. And the last one was because when he was originally started this band, he would do a lot of concerts in like dive bars, where it was hard. It was a fight to get these, you know, rig pigs, these individuals who were heavily into the alcohol and just wanted a specific kind of music. Listening to live bands wasn't their thing, and they just wanted to drink and leave and to spend their money and whatever. So he said that it was always a battle, and then there was often, you know, fist fights, because drinking and alcohol and being unhappy and lonely are never good combinations for a bar scenario. So this is the last song on the list, and it's called Under the Dark Sky. And this one, Under the Dark Sky, and this one comes from their 2018 album, This is a Disturbance. It's also fantastic. I hope that you've liked this first little part of the set on Graphite 94.9 FM. We're going to move into other versions of rockabilly, not just Punch Drunk Cabaret, in the next little bit. And this is the last song from Punch Drunk Cabaret.
Storm before the calm tonight. Give me guts, give me grace, give me cosmonauts in space tonight. Everybody listens to apocalyptic radio. Talking.
Give me fury, give me pain. Shoot me up with Novocaine tonight. Give me cash, give me trash, give me sexy psychopath tonight. Everybody listens to Apocalyptic Radio. I hear it too.
So I made a bit of a mistake there. I told you that one of the songs was from 2012 and I was incorrect. And that I also said a little bit of a fib. I said this was the last Punch Drunk Cabaret song, but I lied. So the song that I told you, Shot Out of a Cannon, I said it was from their Punch Drunk Cabaret first album from 2012. That is incorrect. It is from the album called Shot Out of a Cannon from 2023. And this last song is from their 2012 album called Punch Drunk Cabaret. And it's called Two Bottles of Beer. So I'm going to just do a last plug for Punch Drunk Cabaret on Graphite 94.9 FM as we reach our 22 minutes and 45 seconds, is that if you're into vinyl, they only have one vinyl album out. They do mostly CDs, and if you email them and ask them, you have to go to their website to find the vinyl, and they'll send it to you directly. They will also sign it for you if you wish, and you have to go to punchdrunkcabaret.com and look for their album called Live Under the Darkest Sky, a vinyl album. It's $20 Canadian. It is a steal of a price, to be honest. If you like this kind of music, it's fantastic, and the sound is much crisper than I'm sure the versions that I'm hearing right now. So this is the last song, and I promise this is the last song from Punch Drunk Cabaret. It's Two Brown Bottles of Beer. Who hasn't had two brown bottles of beer? Beer in Canada, by the way, is at a high alcohol content. It's between 5.5 and 8. I know my parents are coming to France for the first time in 12 years to visit me. And I went to Belgium specifically to get beer for them, just in case, so they wouldn't feel... So, you know, the beer from Belgium is also very, very, very good. So there we go, on a plug for two brown bottles of beer.
got out two brown bottles of beer. And by the end of the night, I'm gonna find myself in disrepair.
Beer and me, we don't get along. I'm not a big fan of beer. I have these terrible memories from my youth after my parents partied. It was our responsibility to put all of the... there's a consignment on alcohol bottles in Canada, and you get a certain amount of money for every bottle that you bring back. So one of our chores as kids is that we collect all the bottles after a big party, and we would put them in a bag, and then we bring them to the bottle depot and get money. And that was our kind of like our allowance, which was great because we got money. But at the same time, it was very smelly, and it brings back these horror stories of my youth, just because I just don't like that smell. That said, on the idea of horror story, this is the next group that I want to talk about. It's called The Creep Show. Now, they are known for being a psychobilly band, similar to rockabilly, but a little bit more hardcore. They're from Burlington, Ontario, and they've been on the music scene since 2005 and had several different lead singers. They're always females, the lead singers that I've seen anyway on all of the songs that I've listened to. And they're all beautiful, and they're all heavily tattooed. So this is the kind of like vibe you get. But they are known because they write the majority of their songs about horror films. So this first song is by The Creep Show, and it's from Sarah Sin Blackwood. She's the lead singer. It's called Rue Morgue Radio from 2008. And what's interesting about Sarah Sin is that she is also the lead singer of the current Walk Off the Earth, which is a Canadian band that won a whole bunch of awards in the last couple of years. They're online. You can see them. They do covers in their own original work, and they even promote their children's singing, and they're quite talented. So this is Sarah Sin Blackwood when she was a member and the lead singer of the Creepshow band, and the song is called Rue Morgue Radio.
are taken to the ground as it burns. Airwaves call out into the night. Live through the sounds. We can't see an ending in sight.
That was The Creep Show with the lead singer, Sarah Sin Blackwood, in 2008. Now, Sarah Sin Blackwood, she was supposed to temporarily replace her sister, Jen Hellcat Blackwood, who was the original singer from The Creep Show. But Jen got pregnant and just said, okay, well, my sister's going to replace me for a couple of years. And while I deal with this, and I'm going to do because I don't want to go on tour and be pregnant and all that stuff. And she ended up staying for quite a few years, never having her sister never really returning full time. So, but you can see her sister online. But this is, if you look for her, you look her up for Jen Hellcat Blackwood, you'll see some of her singles and her own solo music. But this particular song with The Creep Show is called Sell Your Soul, and it's from her 2006 album. Now, what I wanted to bring to light here is that The Creep Show changed, their style changed from what I consider drastically, depending on the singer who was the lead at the time. So this is Jen Hellcat, and we'll hear the difference between her and her sister right now on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Yourself is to blame. Again, you say you're not satisfied. What will it take? Will you deny it all?
Now that was a much harder version of, I think, their music, and I really actually enjoyed it. I found that the female vocalist was very, very, very strong, and she's a machine in this first era of what Creepshow is. Now, there's nothing wrong with Saracen Blackwood. She's also fantastic in her own right, and I think she's a very talented artist. But as I watch her evolve into a Walk Off the Earth, I see that I think that her genre of music is a little bit different. It's not so hardcore. She can do it. But I think that her greatest joy is something a little bit more folky and hip and current and, I don't know, not angry, I guess you could say. So this next song is also by The Creepshow. Now, this is their current lead singer. It's called Sticks and Stones. So this current lead singer, she's got several different names. It's called Kendra Obi-Wan Kenobi, as it has. Kenda Obi-Wan Kenobi or Kenda Twisted Legaspi. And she came in around the same time that Saracen Blackwood, she left. Now, Sarah left this band because she had several musical things going on at the same time. One of them was Walk Off the Earth. And when the Creepshow was going on tour in 2016, they were going on tour around the same time as Walk Off the Earth. And there was no way that they could coincide the two. So she just stepped down, and one of the backup singers or one of the other singers that was also singing with the Creepshow took her role, and her name is Kenda. And she wrote this really interesting letter on Instagram, I think, at the time, or TikTok, I'm not even sure, publicly on Facebook or wherever. And she said that, listen, there's lots of things going around. Sarah's got other commitments. I'm taking over. And if you have any negative comments, you guys can just suck eggs. So this is a nice little segue to the song called Sticks and Stones. It's from an expression, Sticks and Stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. So yes, names, you can go suck eggs. Kenda is a machine in her own right, and this is from their 2017 album. like I said, a machine in her own right. What a voice that woman has. I love that song. I think it was fantastic. Fan-effin-tastic, to be honest. If I were picking a female version of what I consider rockabilly and all the things that are combined and married into this kind of genre of music, this would be the woman. She'd be my poster child. That said, so there's this next song is by Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Honors. Now, Ray Kondo, what's really interesting about him in terms of the rockabilly scene in Canada, he's from Hulkebeck, first off. Second, most of his, any one of his album covers is him in a cowboy hat, which is quite interesting because I wouldn't consider this cowboy-ish-y. I'd consider this more rocky, but that is not to be argued about. It's just really interesting. And the third thing that I think is really interesting about this particular band is Ray Kondo, born Ray Tremblay, lived and breathed his music. From the time he was 16 years old, he performed until the day he died. I think that that's just remarkable. When you find your niche in life and you fly with it, that is such a gift. This is Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Honors and the song, where is it? Come On. So when I say he was always in a cowboy hat, I found it really interesting because when I picture rockabilly from the 1950s where it originated, because it's rockabilly music, it is the earliest, it's one of the earliest forms of rock and roll. And it dates back to, like I said, the 50s in the United States, especially in the South, where we have the birthplace of Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, John Burnett, and Jerry Lee Lewis were all rockabilly singers famous in their time. And It to me, it brings some of the great nostalgia that I might feel or my grandparents might feel about the 50s, more like my grandparents might feel about the 50s, with how it evolved and how rock evolved kind of music and musically in current day and age, which I think is fantastic. So this next song is from 1959, actually, when they would sell 5-cent singles with an A and B side. So this particular band is called Paul London and the Clappers. And the song that we're going to be listening to is called Rosie Lee from their 1959 album. It was a single, and they had a side A and a side B, and it was like the album is called Fascination. It was a 7-inch single, and the band released 2 singles and then broke up. So Paul Hitchings, who was the lead singer, he went by Paul London after that. Used the stage name Paul Lynde to launch his solo career after that. And not only the style of music is really interesting, but like I said before, it kind of brings the old with the new, which I think is fantastic. This is Rosie Lee and Paul Lynde and the Clappers from their 1959 single, Fascination.
She did for me. She took me in when I had no place to go. That is the reason I love her so. You know I love Rosie. All she's done for me. I love her. Talk about Rosie. She's the sweetest girl that I've ever seen. She came down in New Orleans. And I can't be beat. Everybody whistles when she walks down the street. She's got a head like a temple, face like a bed. When it comes to loving, Rosie is there. That's why I love Rosie. Yeah. All she's done for me. I love her. Talking about Rosie. Well, she gave me clothes and she gave me bread. She gave me a place to lay my weary head.
That was Paul Lynde and the Clappers with Rosie Lee on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. We're in their last 10 minutes of this set. I hope you've enjoyed it. I did anyway, so I guess the only opinion that counts is your own, right? So the next band on the list is from the Farrell Brothers, and the song itself is called Jenny Jones. But to know a little bit about them, they started in the 1990s. They are from Manitoba. And they started with this Ballad of Jack Pine Slash, and they had 2 independent albums, which did very, very well. But they haven't done anything. They haven't released anything new since 2007. They are known for their stage shows, noted for being professional and high energy. They're fantastic to watch live, and they bring, like I said from the song before, they bring the style in the music, but also the fashion, similar to Punch Drunk Cabaret, the fashion sense of what was great then that still is very applicable now, and that works, that's classic, and it's fantastic. So this is a Jenny Jones from their album from 2008. It's called Rockabilly Clash, and like I said, they're still together but haven't done anything new since 2007. So if you're looking for a good band to watch, and if you are in the Manitoba area, I would suggest you listen to the Farrell Brothers live.
He don't like his barn.
know. Let them know. I used to be able to sing, and then I don't know what happened. I can't sing anymore. That it was the Farrell Brothers, and they're really high. Like I said before, they're super, super high energy. They sound like a great band to listen to live. I would just love to see them. The next song on the list is our last song. It's The Doctor Leaves the House and Wishes You a Fantastic Weekend, filled with spring, filled with planting things in the garden and outdoor tree events. This is the Razorbacks, and they're a Canadian rockabilly band that attained moderate to national popularity as far as Wikipedia is concerned, between the 1980s and the 1990s. What's really fantastic about this is that Green Day, the band from the United States, Green Day, pays homage to them for a song called For the Razorbacks. And it's referring to a specific inspiration they got from this particular song. So if you listen really, really closely, the introduction to this song is in one of their songs, introductions to one of their really famous popular songs. So as I leave you and I leave this house and I go home and maybe have a nice little apéro with some cider, I will hope and wish and sweat for everyone that's listening that you have the luckiest weekend possible. This is the final song called The Razorbacks. It's called Saturday Night. And it is like I said, Green Day dedicated this song, but this is from the album Go to Town from 1988. The doctor has left the house. You have a fantastic weekend.